This is Radio Nepal. I am Trisana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Central Security Committee to mobilize medical team to curb cholera in Birganj. Nation marks decade of constitution with grand celebrations. Prime Minister Oli heads main committee. Family express gratitude for ongoing efforts to secure safe release of Hamas captured Bipin Joshi, urges Foreign Minister to further initiate for Bipin's release. And Israel intensifies military operations in Gaza City. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Central Security Committee has decided to mobilize a team of doctors to control the cholera outbreak in Birganj of Parsa as well as to arrange treatment for the affected people. According to the spokesperson at Ministry of Home Affairs, Anand Kafle, the Home Minister has directed the Nepal Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force to make necessary arrangements for the deployment of teams in cholera control. Spokesperson Kafle also stated that the meeting, which included Home Secretary Gokarnamani Duwari and the chiefs of security agencies, reviewed the overall peace and security situation of the country. Meanwhile, Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel and Minister for Water Supply Pradeep Yadav held discussions on controlling the cholera outbreak in Birganj. The health minister said in coordination with the local government, immediate treatment for patients and free testing facilities at both government and private hospitals have been arranged. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged to observe a decade of the constitution in a grand manner by organizing various programs that ensure wider public participation. A meeting held in the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singha Darbar yesterday formed the main celebration committee under the Prime Minister's chairmanship. The main celebration committee has the members like deputy prime ministers, ministers and ministers of state secretary, high-level government officials, chiefs of the local levels in Kathmandu Valley and chiefs of the security agencies. Various thematic subcommittees have also been formed. Prime Minister Oli has emphasized that this 10-year milestone is a moment of national pride and urged for inclusive celebrations showcasing the achievements of the Constitution at all levels. The celebrations will include patriotic performances, a National Day concert and nationwide participation down to ward and school level. The family of Bipin Joshi, who is believed to be held captive by Hamas, met Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba at the ministry yesterday and expressed gratitude for her ongoing efforts to secure his safe release. Joshi's mother and sister also urged Minister Dr. Rana to continue further initiatives for his freedom. With the coordination of the Nepalese embassy in Israel, Bipin's mother Padma and sister Puspa Joshi had gone to Israel and recently returned after a meeting with the president and prime minister there. The meeting followed their recent trip to Israel to inquire Joshi's condition and appeal for his safe release. Their visit was supported by the Israeli embassy in Nepal on the initiatives of Dr. Rana. They also held a talk with the president and high-ranking government officials of Israel appealing for Joshi's freedom. Dr. Rana assured the family that the government is making all possible diplomatic efforts for the safe release of Joshi. Also, the mother and sister of Bipin Joshi have met with President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday. Joshi from Mahendranagar was taken hostage by the Palestinian group Hamas in course of its assault on Israel on the 7th of October in 2023. The economic growth rate has increased and inflation has decreased in the last fiscal year 2024-25 as compared to the previous fiscal year. Issuing the Economic Growth and Inflation in its report entitled Current Macroeconomic and Financial Situation of Nepal yesterday, the central bank stated the economic growth rate for 2024-25 has been estimated to be 4.61%. In the previous year, the economic growth rate was 3.67%. Agriculture, industry and service sectors are estimated to grow 3.2%. 4.28%, 4.53% and 4.21% respectively. Share of agriculture, industry and service sectors in GDP stands 25.16%, 12.83% and 62.01% respectively in 2024-25. Gross domestic saving to GDP stands 6.55% in 2024-25. Ratio of gross fixed capital formation and gross national saving to GDP stands 24.07% and 36.24% respectively. Annual average inflation remained 4.06% in 2024-25. In the previous year, annual average inflation was 5.44%. Discussions have been held during the meeting yesterday between the Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Vietnamese Vice President Vo Thi Anh Duan on further strengthening the mutual relationship between Nepal and Vietnam. The Vietnamese Vice President is currently on a visit to Nepal. In the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar, both leaders exchanged experiences and discussed various aspects of expanding ties to further strengthen the problem-free relationship that has existed between the two countries. Prime Minister Oli's chief advisor Bishnu Prasad Rimal, who was present in the meeting, said discussions took place on strengthening the relations between the two countries at the government-to-government, business-to-business and people-to-people level, as well as in the diplomatic and cultural fields. Earlier, a delegation led by the Vice President of Vietnam also met with the Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav. The Vietnamese Vice President is scheduled to return home today upon completion of her visit. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that a conflict-free society is merely an imagination. Inaugurating a seminar titled Contemporary Challenges to Peace and Environment in Nepal, organized yesterday, the Home Minister said if someone says there is a conflict-free society, it is only imagination, not a reality. The Home Minister said they have been receiving signal that the division of powers by the Constitution has invited conflict in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Bhagwati Neopane has said the public institutions should ensure prompt service delivery to appease the people. At a program organized yesterday by Sukla Gandaki Municipality, Minister Neopane argued that the service delivery from the public bodies should be transparent to contribute to good governance. Minister Neopane said the people's representatives should also work to address the concerns raised by the people about the public institutions. The Legislation Management Committee of the Federal Parliament is holding a meeting today. According to the information shared by the Federal Parliament Secretariat, the meeting is expected to discuss the draft of the National Forensic Science Laboratory Establishment and Operation Bill 2081. The bill was registered in the National Assembly in the last winter session of the Parliament. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Intense Israeli air and ground attacks continue as Israel prepares for a full-scale offensive on Gaza City, the territory's largest urban center. According to the BBC, jets and tanks have bombarded the Jordan Shedaya and Sabra neighborhoods while ground forces re-entered the Jabalia refugee camp, demolishing structures and targeting Hamas positions. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, 64 people have been killed and nearly 300 injured in the last 24 hours. Since the start of Israel's campaign, over 62,600 people have been killed with more than 157,900 wounded. The Israeli military operation began in response to the 7th October 2023 Hamas-led attack, which left about 1,200 Israelis dead and 251 taken hostages. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to defeat Hamas despite rising international criticism over the expansion of the war. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at many places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces and at some places of Lumbini province. Likewise, there is possibility of light rainfall in the rest of the parts of the hilly regions and at a few places of the Tarai region of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Central Security Committee to mobilize medical team to curb cholera in Birganj. Nation marks decade of constitution with grand celebrations. Prime Minister Oli heads main committee. Family express gratitude for ongoing efforts to secure safe release of Hamas captured Bipin Joshi. Urges Foreign Minister to further initiate for Bipin's release. And Israel intensifies military operations in Gaza City. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.